A South American trade bloc has now indefinitely suspended Venezuela's membership, demanding that Caracas respect democratic processes.
What we are saying here is you can't kill your people, you can't take away rights, you have to respect liberty. That's what democracy is. And if you are part of Latin America, you are democratic. If you are not democratic, you stop being Latin American.
Mercosur member states have called on the Venezuelan government to dismantle newly elected constituent assembly. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has described the move as illegal and accused Argentina's president of trying to impose a blockade on his country. The constituent assembly was inaugurated on Friday to rewrite the nation's constitution. In its very first session, it removed Venezuela's chief prosecutor from office and then replaced her with a government loyalist. On Saturday, Venezuelan security forces also prevented Luisa Ortega, that was her name, from entering her office shortly after her dismissal. And joining us now out of San Juan is Mr. Lajos Sazdi, Latin American expert. Hello, Lajos, and thanks for joining us back on the program once again. And Lajos, put this whole Mercosur crisis or this whole thing that just happened into perspective for us, and then also your thoughts on Ortega's dismissal.
Yes, well, I believe that since it's part a requirement to be a member of Mercosur for a country to have a liberal democratic system, the members of Mercosur, the other members, founding members like Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, they believe that Venezuela doesn't have a democratic government. And my opinion will be that after the latest vote for the Constitutional Assembly, it doesn't fit the mark. So based on that, I would see as indefinite the fact that Mercosur will keep Venezuela with the current government out of its membership, or suspended at least. We would see if they would oust or kick out, remove it, because now it's just been suspended. But if the situation is evolves to for the worse, and the governments of the member countries of Mercosur believe that the situation really is becoming more radicalized and more polarized and more authoritarian, then we cannot exclude the possibility that they might oust or remove Venezuela from being a member.
Lajos, how does getting kicked out of Mercosur impact Caracas both politically and economically?
Well, now they are not active members, so they are not benefiting from that common market. So there are alternatives, but it will be harder for Venezuela. They have the partnership and trade partnership with Russia. They have it with China. They export oil to China. I'm not sure now if it's 30% of Venezuela's oil that go to China or more, but they have been trying to depend less from the American market, the U.S. market. There are other countries that could trade with Venezuela, but then regionally speaking, Colombia, for instance, Brazil, it might be difficult. There are countries like Ecuador, because of the the sympathies towards Hugo Chavez, late Hugo Chavez, on the part of the leaders of the Ecuadorian Citizens' Revolution. They recognized the vote to the Constitutional Assembly. So they would trade, I would say. They would trade with Venezuela. But it's heading towards isolation. And we could not exclude that in the future, based on the fact that Washington, the European Union, and the major members of the Organization of American States consider, and then, of course, Mercosur, they consider the vote of the Constitutional Assembly as illegitimate. There are calls that there has been fraud. If the situation continues to evolve to the worse, then we cannot exclude an embargo, as in Cuba, and even a blockade if there is blood being shed, spilled.
Right, and we're running out of time really quick, Lajos, in less than a minute. Your thoughts about the very first convening of this constituent assembly. We've seen Luisa Ortega, the nation's attorney general or chief prosecutor, however you want to say, getting kicked out of office. Your thoughts on that?
Well, yes, it was to be expected. And the Supreme Court, that the judges are loyal to President Maduro, They say they are going to put her on trial. But on the other hand, we have to see what happens to the National Assembly, because we may have two parallel governments. The National Assembly kicked out, sorry, I don't use a better word, but they removed from office those judges of the Constitutional Assembly and appointed new ones not recognized by the executive power, by President Maduro. So the Constitutional Assembly was going to replace the National Assembly. But if the National Assembly doesn't want to be replaced, even if they're removed from the palace, legislative palace of the National Assembly, they could convene in another place. The same with the prosecutor general, the attorney general. She could meet in another place. And then we have to see what's going to happen. Is the government going to arrest them, detain them? What's going to happen? If that happens, the international backlash is going to be even worse for Venezuela.
Thank you for joining us once again. Lawyer Sazdy joining us out of San Juan, Latin American expert.